Performed by Gary Furlong. Chapter 1. NASA stored the future in a hangar in Iowa. Rosa Hayashi's future, anyway. The tryouts for a position with the Interworlds Agency would take 2 days, but they started now. Rosa stepped into the hangar and didn't wait for her eyes to adjust. She found a seat and bounced a pencil on her leg while she waited for the future to catch up with her. There were 200 chairs with swing-up riding surfaces, all but one occupied by people just done with their junior year of high school. Enough legs were jackhammering to remove a stretch of highway. Finally, a woman walked to the front of the room. Everything about her was sleek and measured and controlled. "I'm Friesta Bauer," she said. She didn't have a mic on and didn't need one. "You are all here because of your stellar qualities, but we're looking for people with interstellar ability." A few people chuckled. Just then, a big blonde kid slipped into the doorway, his uncertainty outlined against the sky. He managed to be rumpled and clean-cut at the same time. Like a hobo in a 50s movie, Rosa thought. He stepped in and stood against the wall, but everyone was looking at him, and there were 2 red laser points on his chest from Friesta Bauer's eyes. He sighed and began searching for the only empty seat. It was in the middle of a row, of course. No one shifted over for him. He began the bump and apologize tour down the row and was halfway to the empty chair when Miss Bauer called out, "Do you know where you are?" The kid kept his head down but nodded. "This is a place that requires excellence in a wide range of special skills. Punctuality is not a particularly advanced skill. I've half a mind just to cut you now." The kid plowed on toward his seat, his face twisted in misery. "You have interrupted me," Miss Bauer barked. "Do you know who I am?"
"No," he said. He looked up at her. "Do you know who I am?"
"No," Miss Bauer said.
"Good."
He sank into his seat as laughter rose up around him. Miss Bauer gave him a wry smile and a long look, but then she went on. "Everyone here has survived a rigorous preliminary exam administered through your high schools, but you'll find our tests are beyond what a high school can conduct. You're applying for one of the most elite jobs in the world. We're looking for specific skills, extreme skills, and we're not telling you what they are." She looked at a guy down the row from Rosa. He had a sweep of dark hair and was fingering his phone. His case had his name spelled in gold block letters that Rosa could see without squinting. Brad. "A reminder that you have all signed a gag order regarding the testing process and IA facilities. The only place you can take photographs is in the cafeteria." She pursed her lips slightly. "We're not afraid of aliens coming across pictures of our meatloaf. It would only make them fear us." They laughed, and the guy with the hair, Brad, slipped his phone back in his pocket. "So, a reminder of who we are and what we do. The Interworlds Agency is under NASA. When they proved that the universe is infinite, IA was created to deal with the implications." She gave them a sober look. "In an infinite universe, every possible combination of atoms will occur more than once, which means that many habitable planets are out there, most of them very different from ours, no doubt, but some of them harboring intelligent life." She looked at them over a clipboard. "That means there are aliens." Rosa felt a little thrill run up her spine. "Contact with them will require traditional exploration, travel in spacecraft," Miss Bauer went on. "NASA's working assumption has been that this will be a lengthy process." She looked around the room. "That's true unless a more advanced civilization is looking for us." 200 kids shifted in their seats. "IA's mission is to explore, assess, engage, and protect. We are Earth's sentries." "Given the mission," she said, "and the magnitude of the task, our testing procedures are not excessive. This isn't a normal job application because it isn't a normal job." She tapped her clipboard against her leg. "We want to add a third team to IA's roster. We haven't taken a new team in several years, but have decided it's prudent to prepare for alien interaction sooner than we'd expected." Rosa exchanged an uneasy glance with the girl next to her. Friesta Bauer's gaze swept the room. "When the day comes that we encounter intelligent life from another planet, our IA..."